It was good news to see that home prices were up in March in most major U.S. cities for the first time in 7 months. D.C. saw a 1% increase. Joining us is John McLean, senior fellow at George Mason University and an expert on the local housing marketplace. Have we seen some stability, John, in our local housing markets here that maybe we haven't seen around the rest of the country? Are we firmly in recovery now?
I think that's an accurate statement. We've had generally price increases metro wide, with some ups and downs here and there. But over the last 2 years, it's been trending upward, and the median price here is beginning to show some real strength. Because we have April data now, not just March data like the national Case-Shiller does. And our April prices in the metro area were up over 9% from April of last year. And we're also beginning to see stability in more parts of the region. It had been, you know, just sort of the close-in areas, as we've talked about sometimes before, inside the Beltway. But we're now seeing stability and increases in some of the areas outside the Beltway.
That is good news and good to hear, because the news could be so much better if it weren't for the new rules that require so much more in a down payment or make it so much tougher for people to get loans.
That's right. It's been tough for people to get financing, and we've also had the issue of foreclosures, which has suppressed the prices on the market, which has caused a lot of people also to begin to get in a sort of, it's kept prices down more than it would have, and so we've worked through most of those. Financing is still difficult, but the economy is better, jobs are growing, and I think that the job growing part of it is why we're seeing more price increases in other parts of the country, because we track the top 15 largest metro areas on jobs, and all 15 metropolitan areas have been growing in jobs for about the last 4 months now. So there's a lot more strength there, and I think that we'll see that more nationally in house prices as time goes on. But we certainly are doing well in the local region.
Yeah, I don't want to be a contrarian here, but you know, some of the things that are limiting the growth of home prices actually have turned out to be extraordinarily beneficial to a lot of the young workers. We have a really young workforce that is growing in our area. For them to get an opportunity at home ownership while we still see low rates for mortgages.
That's right. But the rates aren't going to go up anytime soon. The Fed's going to keep the Fed rate is going to stay down there for a long time, and that'll keep the mortgage rates down. So there's going to be some time here, and if the banks begin to loosen up a little bit, maybe there was an overreaction because it used to be so easy to get money, and now it's really hard. And it might be better if we got it to be a little bit easier for people to get into homes, because the demand is there. We've had a built-up demand. A lot of people who would like to have bought houses in the last 3 or 4 years couldn't do it.
Well,
and we're afraid to do it. Yeah.
Let's keep the good news coming. I hope it stays this way. John,
yeah,
thanks so
too.
Much. Good to
have
talk
good day,
to you.
Guys.
John McLean,
see
a senior fellow at George Mason.